Hello.
Hi, is that Mick?
Yes.
Hi, it's Francesca calling from INS Law regarding the inquiry submitted to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to speak?
Yeah, no problem.
Sorry?
Are you okay?
Yeah, you okay, yeah?
Aye, I'm starting to turn my nebulizer off here.
Sorry?
I was taking something from my ear, my breathing, I just turned it off.
No problem. Is now a good time to speak?
Aye.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to confirm some details for data protection purposes. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Michael Shears.
And have you been known by any previous names before?
No.
No? No problem.
And people's probably different things right enough, but...
Yes, yeah, so would you have been known by anything different while in care?
No, I should be making a joke.
No, I get that now. And can I get your date of birth, please?
21st of the 5th, 56, 1956.
Perfect, thank you. And your current address?
10 Purden Street,
Flat Owen. Do you want to spell that for me, sorry?
P-U-D-O-N, Purden Street.
Purden Street.
Purden, Flat 02. Party, Glasgow, G11, 6AGI.
Okay. What was the postcode? G11, 6E.
A for Alpha, J for Jonah.
Perfect, thank you. Just adding this onto the file. And do you recall your address prior to being placed in care?
1291 McGill Street.
91 McGill Street.
1291.
And what area was that?
York Hill.
What was that, sorry?
York Hill.
And how am I spelling McGill, sorry, just to confirm?
What, beg your pardon?
How do I spell the street name, sorry?
Y-O-R-K. York, H-I-L-L, Hull, York Hill.
And what was the first to the, it's 1291
Argyle.
York Hills. How do I spell that one, sorry?
Argyle.
Yeah.
A-R-G-Y-L-E.
Y-L-E.
A-R-G-Y-L-E. Argyle.
No, that's okay, no problem. I've got G38TL down here, if that rings any bells.
No, it doesn't. How many are you? I was only 14, 15 at the time.
Yeah. It's good going that you remembered the street name.
I stayed up there for a while.
There we go. And do you recall your parents' names?
Elizabeth. And my dad died when I was young, that was James.
And James. And is it the same surname?
Yes.
Yeah. And are you registered with the GP at the moment that I'd be able to take the name of the practice?
Yep, Partick. The doctor's the Dr. Walker. What's the name of that street now? Oh. He's gone blank, the name of the street. Ashley Street.
What was that, sorry?
Apsley. A-P-A-S-P-A-S-L-E-Y. Aspley. A-S-P-L-E-Y. My mind just went blank.
Okay. So is it Aspley Street Surgery?
Aspley. Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley Street. That's party again, but I don't know the postcode.
Okay. In Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Yeah.
Dr. Walker.
And just to confirm, so the email we have on file for you is hughesmick207@gmail.com?
I never actually use it. I was surprised it went through. It's on my tablet. I never use email.
So regarding email, so our form of contact is usually this email and text message.
Could I use text, please?
Yeah, of course. We've also got a WhatsApp. Would you rather that?
I've got a WhatsApp, but I've got a WhatsApp on my phone, yes.
Yeah, so with our messages, so we can send you text messages, but we can't receive replies to the number I'm calling from now.
No
so,
problem.
But we can receive the responses on WhatsApp.
No
so
problem.
If you want, I can send you messages on WhatsApp instead.
That's nice.
Fine. So I appreciate the discussion experiences linked to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call, okay? And if you need a break or any extra explanation or support, just let me know, okay?
No problem.
So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. We'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates, go through funding and fees, and then we'll gather initial information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
That's okay.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse and care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important you understand all of your options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the redress scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, and then they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under the government scheme, the participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So with us, we're INS Law, we do not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Would I just be able to confirm that you've not had any of the communication or instructed any of the solicitors to act for you regarding the redress scheme at all?
Not on approved scheme.
No? What was that, sorry?
Not on approved scheme. I went to redress for my boss though. I get 10,000 of them for being in Pullman. But I didn't ask for anything about my approved school. Somebody said I should have put my approved school in that in. I never put that in.
So nothing to do with the redress scheme?
It was the redress, but it was about Pullman. It was about boss though, it wasn't about approved school.
So did you do it with the government on the redress scheme website?
They gave me £10,000 for being in Boston. I took the minimum out.
Okay.
That was for being in Pullman. But I didn't. It went Pullman, the approved school, what they mentioned.
So was it just regarding that one school, or was it?
No, the approved school wasn't. I didn't. It was just from my Boston. Then my Boston in Pullman. They sent me to Boston when I was 16. I was in Berlin in the jail when I was 16. That's what they gave me that money for. But nothing to do with approved school.
Nothing
to do
with... I was
in approved school when I was 14, 15.
Okay, no problem. Okay. So, we'll, if you're happy to instruct us, so we'll send off your application to redress, and if they come back with anything regarding that there's already been an application, we'll just be back in touch with you to make sure, but it sounds like it should be okay.
Because it's a two different... It should be two different claims, because the claim...
Yeah.
For Boston, this is... That was just for boss. I didn't mention the proof school.
Okay, no problem.
And I took the minimum out. I get less than everybody get all sorts of money. I get pennies.
Yeah. And would you be able to spell that, the school that you got the claim from?
Which school I was in?
You said that it was the Bull, what was that?
Boston, Pullman.
Okay. So,
Boston, B-O-R-S-T-A-L, Boston. And the main Boston's Pullman. I stayed in Pullman.
Okay. So that should be okay, but if there's any, if it impacts at all, we'll just be back in touch with you just to let you know, and then we'll see what we can do then from there. But it should be okay.
Because this is before I was 16.
The scheme is, yeah, so anything before 2004 and under the age of 18.
I was between 14 and 16. I was in there between
Okay.
14 and 15 and a bit.
Okay. So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payments. You never pay more than that agreed cap. So if you're unsuccessful, you don't pay anything and there's no prior fees or anything like that.
So if I'm successful, it costs me 16%.
16 plus VAT.
Right, no problem.
Right, do you have any questions so far?
No.
No problem. So we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis, and I can explain that in greater detail during this call as well. So if you decide to instruct us, so what we assist with, so we discuss your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme. We gather and review all the evidence. We prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the scheme, and then we can advise you on any offers made. We'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and then if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can assist with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme as well. So with the statutory waiver, so if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're never expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So can I just double check the have you understood everything so far? You got any
That's
questions?
fine, that's fine.
No? No
So
problem.
this has all happened before I was 16.
So before the age of 18 or 16,
This has happened
whoever
before I
you are.
was 16.
Okay then.
Because the advice
So
they gave me for Boston was for 16 upwards, so it was 16 till I was 17. 16 till I was 17 and a half.
yeah, so this one's below 18, but if it didn't include anything that
It didn't
happened before
include my
16,
Boston. This is all my
yeah.
proof school.
Okay.
This is Lars Grove, a man's home when you're a boy. And St Andrews approved school.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll take all those details in following up. We've covered all this now, and then we'll take some statements off you if that's okay.
No problem.
Yeah. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose as well, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation might still remain.
I just tell you go there, pal.
Okay, take your time, it's okay. So you're able to authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation right still remains. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. And just so we're able to formally act for you, we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll require photographic ID, so a passport or a driving licence.
I've only got a bus pass. I've got a bus license, a bus pass. I've not got a passport. Passport's out of date.
Yeah,
And I
so in
don't.
regards to that, so if you don't have photo ID, we can accept three letters with proof of address instead. So with your full name, current address, and then a date stamped on it that's within the last 3 months. So would you be able to provide that instead?
Like, I should barely get a bill. A hospital
Yeah.
appointment.
Yeah,
A
so we'll need
hospital
three
appointment.
letters.
And I'll
Yeah.
find something else.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. So regarding the application now, just finish off some further details. So you said regarding contacting you, so you'd rather text message, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, no problem.
Text or phone?
Yeah, no problem. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you wish to make me aware of?
Oh, well, I'm recovered. I can remission for cancer. I've got COPD about stage 4, which that is a chronic type 2 respiratory failure. That means my two lungs are knackered. I got a couple of other things right now, but
In
that's the worst.
yeah, so you're in remission at the
Remission
moment.
for cancer.
Yeah, okay. And regarding your application, so if anything was to happen to you, you're able to add a beneficiary. Would you want to do that?
Aye, Audrey Murphy.
Yeah. So Audrey.
Murphy.
And would I be able to take their date of birth?
I could do, I can't remember after my feet. I'll write it in a piece of paper. I'll send that to you when I'm filling the other stuff in.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so you can add that at a later date anyway. So I'll need a date of birth, address, and then an email or a contact number.
No problem.
That's okay. Thank you. So regarding your care settings now, so would you be able to let me know the names of the care settings you were in with the approximate time that you were there, so the year and how long?
Latt's Grove. It's a Latt's, it's a remand centre for under 16s. It was in Edinburgh Road, which is as I can remember.
Yeah.
I think it was in there 3 to 4 weeks. He sent me to St Andrew's Approved School in Hillsborough.
Is it a residential school?
Aye, it's not Hillsborough, it's from. Where's that Navy base? Keep something he gilly keep now.
And what area, what year were you in Larch Grove, sorry?
1970/71. Or 71, I think. Maybe 71. Either 70 or 71.
Yep, no problem.
I don't know if it's the end of 1970.
As long as we got the approximate, and then once we got
I think it's the end of 1970, late 1970, I think.
Yeah. Okay. And what year was it there, did you say?
That'd be the same year.
Same. So 1971, yeah?
70, 71, aye.
It's a good 1972. And is that one in Dumbartonshire?
Aye. I'd better put it in Dumbartonshire. It's Fastlane, next to Fastlane Navy Base. I think that goes under something Gaelic Heath or something like that. But it's in Dumbartonshire anyway.
And are there any others?
No, it's that. Just day two.
No problem. So regarding both of these care settings now, so would you be able to tell me about your time while you were there? So begin with like the reason you were placed there, how you felt, any incidents that you can recall, any effects it's had on you in the long term?
Well, I was only away. It was for minor theft, drip and leaded, things like that, because my family didn't have any money. And so he sent me to Larch Grove. As far as I remember, 2 weeks for a man, and he sent us to Approved School. So we went back to Larch Grove to find a Approved School to send you to. That's how I think it was between 3 weeks and a month I was in there. I think it's nearer than a month, might have been into 5 weeks, I'm not 100% sure.
In Larch Grove,
waiting to go to Approved School. And pick St Andrews, you don't pick it, they send you.
Yeah.
But it was in Larch Grove. They're kind of creepy. And nits in my head. So shaved my head, and they used to make fun of me because I had nits in my head when they shaved you bald.
They shaved you bald.
Cut your head so you could get it. Everybody knew you had nits, so everybody made fun of you and all this.
So they used to bully you.
Aye.
And why was that?
Just because I was only a wee boy, I was 14, and I was a heavy set, I was a wee skinny guy.
Yeah.
The guy in there, he's going to work, I can't remember his name. He's one of the ones that writes all your details and see where they're going to send you. He used to write, you scribble your own, and ask you about your family. Where you stay, la la la. I said, me and my three brothers slept in the same bed. And he said, well, did you touch each other or not? Is he discussing things to you?
Yeah.
And I said, did you have a sister? Do you know that I sleep with your sister? The guy was just a pervert.
Yeah.
And you can, if you try to say it, you just a total control of you.
So you and your brothers had to share a bed in your a home.
I'm married. I'm a poor family.
Yeah.
A poor family.
And he asked if you had a sister.
That's ridiculous. I know that I sleep with my sister. I sleep with my brother. All things like that.
Yeah. So it was like sexual, mental.
Successive.
And were there any forms of physical abuse while you were there?
You always get a slap. Everybody get a slap. You get slaps in the ears, kick in the arse. Not to give you severe bruises.
So you're slapped and kicked?
No, never mind.
Yeah, and what? Why would that be? Was it as a punishment or just because they wanted
answer
to?
Answer back. Sometimes answer back. Sometimes you can't help but answer back.
Yeah. Is this when you'd answer back to any of the sexual comments he was making?
Yeah, that and whatever. Just walk the line clear, talk, you get slapped in the ear. Shut up.
What was that?
Like that. You could be walking, talk to somebody, you get slapped. Shut up.
Yeah.
So you say, answer them back, shoot it on, slap. Know your place. It wasn't a nice place.
Okay. And how did you feel while I was there?
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah, you hated it.
I started working my way out to run at it.
So you wanted to run away?
Well, I couldn't get it. I was trying to go. But let me out, I wouldn't get it.
Did you feel scared or lonely or any
yes.
of those emotions?
Yes.
Mm.
You named it, don't you?
What was that?
You named it, don't you? They're showing eight times they named to listen to you. They set me in the right road, that's it. Me on a slopey road, it took me years to get it.
So it went downhill from there?
Oh, aye. Lost the plot for a few years.
Okay. And then, following that one then you were placed in St. Andrews.
St. Andrews.
Yeah. And regarding your time there, so did they tell you why they'd chosen that one, or was it just whatever
you
had
don't get a choice.
On you?
You yeah. don't get a choice. You can put you anywhere. I don't think it was the worst. Strict, but it was not the worst.
And are there any incidents that you can recall happening to you there? So like the first day you were put in there, did they do anything? How did they treat you?
They were strict, very strict, but they were, the occasional slap, at least they punished me last month. The punishment, you done anything wrong, the belt was across the bum.
What
was that? When anything you done wrong, they took severe. They take you up to the headmaster's office, bend you in a chair. The deputy headmaster has your shoulders, so you can't get up. Headmaster takes a couple of steps back and whacks you with a belt. Did you take your shoes off? No, which? You had a pair of PT shorts on.
Yeah.
And you bent in a chair in the headmaster's office. Bent you in a chair. The deputy headmaster held your shoulders. The headmaster stood back, started giving you the belt across your bum. Mace, you got 6, man. I think I got 4 or 5 was the best ever got. I never got up to 6.
So they'd make you stand up and take
a step back. You bend in a chair.
What do you mean, bent in a chair?
See a chair you sit in?
Yeah.
A wee hair chair. See the bit you sit in, you spread your legs, bend over it. The back of the chair, you lean over it and hold the 2 legs. So your bum's up in the air. When you see you sitting, your bum's up in the air. The deputy headmaster holds your shoulders so you can't pull away.
Yeah.
The headmaster stands behind you and starts striking your arse with a belt. Instead of getting the belt in the hands, he did give you your bum. And when you finish there, they take you down the kitchen to a cold shower. They made you turn your back so the cold water hit the marks on your bum, the red, bright red. You had to wear, if it was for a scone, you had to wear a pair of PT shorts. This is about what the wearer was.
So they'd make you face the wall so they could see all the marks over you?
No, they just took you in the shower. They put you in the shower so the cold water hits your bum.
Yeah.
And that's smart, so much things. Good for business. But you had to walk about with a pair of PT shorts on.
Yeah.
Maybe for a week, a fortnight.
So PE shorts?
A piece of a pair of PT, then you get your long trousers. Just a pair of PT shorts. Give you a week or whatever.
So is that so you'd be cold or?
Aye.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Was there any emotional?
I hated that at all.
Yeah.
Hated it. Any time they gave me leave, I never came back. When I didn't get back, they gave me the belt. Hated it.
In regards to the care while you were there, so were you given the care that you should have received at all? So just general...
I wasn't used to nothing, so whatever was there, you're just happy wherever you go. They wasn't loving, they wasn't how strict. If you don't like, they punish you. I thought the punishment was a wee bit severe. I didn't like getting the belt across the earth at all.
So I've written this up now in some statements. So the next stage now is to go through the application. So there's 2 types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you've suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you've suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything that you've shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Yeah. So regarding those statements now, so I've written everything that we've spoken about down. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
No, it put me in a slippery slope. It took me years to get in it. Now you get out, I end up my boss, I end up by yours, I end up... It took me 21 to get my head together. It took me up till I was 21. To get my heat together. That was where I got the rain. It made me shoot, don't trust them, especially if they were power.
Yeah, so you don't trust anyone.
Especially if they were power, because all they do is hurt you.
Yeah.
It's not always something to be physical. Emotionally or not, you hurt as you tear you apart.
Yeah. So in regards to your statements now, so further down the line, once we've submitted this to redress and we gather all the evidence, one of my colleagues will be in touch to book in a witness statement with you. So it will be a full witness statement regarding everything that happened to you, as we'll have all the evidence and the timelines and everything. So it'll be in more depth, just clearer, things like that. Was that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm just double checking your application now, just to make sure everything's all okay. So the next steps now for me, so it would be to send you over the contracts. So there'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, and then I'll send over then the email regarding the proof of identity. So, but I can send you that on WhatsApp or text message if you'd rather.
The text message, please.
Yeah, perfect. And then it'll also, then the contract will also contain part one and part two. So it'll have all of the details and information that you shared with myself today, and then these statements on the bottom part. So it'll just be 2 minutes now while I just go over and make sure everything's in place, okay?
No.
So just to confirm as well, so you weren't known by any other names, no Wellenkir?
No.
And the name of the surgery I have down for you was the one I've got here that after I looked up is Apsley Street Surgery. Is there a different
That's
name right. that you had for it?
Apsley Street. A-S-P-L-E-Y. Apsley.
Okay, Apsley Street. Okay, perfect. And... is that Dr. Blair Walker?
That's it.
Yep. And just regarding some impact factors, so have you received any relevant payments, so criminal injuries compensation authority relating to abuse, court ordered damages, or court settlements relating to abuse? Is it just that?
I get £10,000 from one bottle.
Yeah. And when did you receive this payment?
18 months ago.
18 months ago.
I took the fixed fine, 10,000. Actually, I took more. I realised other people.
Is it the start of last year?
Whatever it was. I'm saying so roughly.
If possible, would you be able to get the details for me regarding that? So, and then I'll add it to the file then afterwards. So, I'll need the date that you received the payment and the organisation that paid it to you.
Is there Scotland to have all that?
Yeah. Okay.
Is there Scotland to have all that information?
And do you have any criminal convictions?
No, since I was 21.
No. So it's criminal convictions for rape or murder, or if you've received
no.
a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No.
No, okay.
My last time I was in the jail, I was 21. And that was for fines, that was for 19 or something.
And where were you placed?
The last time I was in jail?
Yeah.
I'll try to take your name in there. Oh, Bishop Briggs.
Okay, I'll have a look at
my mind's off
clock. That's okay, no problem. So that's what I'll do now. So I'll get these contracts sent over to you. So they should be with you shortly. I've just sent them now, so you can take a look to see. Here we go. So they should have come through on text message and email.
How do you get that? Well, I'm getting that once I put the phone down.
Yeah. So regarding the contract, so when you open the, so I can stay on the phone with you while you take a look at them, or so if you put on, if you go on speakerphone, and then if you open the text message, there should be a link in the message.
I'm on speaker. What did they do?
So has the text message come through?
I'm on speaker. How do I get my message?
Yeah, so if you swipe up, so what phone are you using?
A Nokia. That's a Nokia. Mm. A Samsung.
Samsung? Is it touch screen?
Aye.
Yeah, so if you swipe up from the call onto the bottom, so then you're on the home page of your phone. Or if there's a home button or something like that.
I'm swiping it, I'm not getting nothing.
That's okay.
All it changes, I call, hold, Bluetooth, keypad, or mute, or speaker.
No. Okay. We'll end the phone call, so then you can open your text messages. So on the text message, it'll say, please click the link below to sign your documents. So when you open that link, it'll show up all the ones that I just covered then. So it'll be the client care letter, conditional fee agreement, and letter of authority, as well as the part one and part two. And then on the bottom of the screen, there'll be a box that says a number with fields required. And if you click on that, box, it'll take you to each of the pages that need a signature. So there'll be a box that says tap to sign. And if you click on that box, then you can draw your signature just with your finger on the screen, or you can type it as well. There's an option to type it, and then you press apply. And then if you go back then to the bottom, the button on the bottom of the screen that says fields required, keep pressing that one. And then next to that one, then on the left, there'll be a small box with a black outline that says, just to verify that your signature is authentic and it's yours. And then the button then that says submit should become like a darker bluey purple color. And then once you've clicked that, then they should get sent back to me. But if you have any issues or anything like that, if you have any questions, just give me a call, okay? And I can try and help as best as I can. Is that okay?
No problem.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you for your time today. So let me know how you get on, and I'll keep an eye out for those. And then I can get your application then sent over to Redress as soon as possible.
No problem.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.